Hello?
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay from Metro Research. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Can you share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade in this current school year?
In any
You have
school
anybody in school
or?
system in Boston?
Yes, three
Any
kids.
school in Boston? Three.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Three.
Now,
Well, actually,
which of the
two.
following?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have two in Boston and one
You got
in.
two?
No, wait. I have one in Boston and two in Cambridge.
Okay. So one is
Sorry.
within the city limits of Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And which of the following best describes the school, your child? We're going to talk about the child that is in the school system in Boston,
Boston. Okay.
attends this current school year. Is it one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school,
Yes.
a public school? What is it, charter school or a public school in
It's
Boston?
a public school.
A public school. Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age, please?
Yeah, I'm 48.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Now, how would you describe your gender? A man, woman, or non-binary, or some other way?
Woman.
Okay. And how would you describe your race?
White.
White Christian? Okay. And thinking specifically of your children who enrolled in the Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child in this current school year?
12.
12th grade. Oh, wow. He's out, huh? He's almost out.
Almost out,
Nice.
yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah,
Now, as a
thanks.
reminder, the Boston Public School System also refers as the BPS system, is the
Yeah.
district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Now, overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? What's your opinion?
It's a tough question. So, somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay, yeah, there is no right or wrong answers. I mean, it's your opinion that matters, believe me. Now, the students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Now, suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's schools? A, B, C, D, F?
Yeah, my child's school is definitely an A.
Okay, we're talking about the one in public schools in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the Boston Public Schools as a whole in general, overall? How would you grade schools?
A C.
Okay. Thank you. Now moving on. Now thinking about the I'm sorry. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wow. How would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools right now? Given the
I'd
same grade,
say
A, B, C,
a
D.
D. I'm very disappointed in her. My daughter
Okay,
goes
thank you.
to the BP
Go ahead,
to
I'm listening.
Boston Latin, and I think that what they've done for Boston Latin is terrible, but go ahead.
Understood. As you may know, the Boston Public School System say it is committed to transforming the life of all children through exemplary teaching or the world-class system of innovative welcoming schools. Now, in your view, ma'am, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? You think they're very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not too well.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says they partner with the communities, families, and students. And in your view, ma'am, how well do you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you personally? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not
Yes,
at all?
somewhat well.
Somewhat well, okay. And if you have to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two, the parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, the politicians, the local community. If you have to pick one, what's your opinion?
That's a tough one. Who do you think that they're serving? Yeah, well,
Yeah. Who do you think the interest, the interest
the
they're serving?
Boston, yeah, I guess the students.
the students. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Any other ones from the top of your head or just that one?
No, just that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, how engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat? Not too, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat.
Somewhat engaged, okay. Now, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat, not too, or not at all? What's your opinion?
Not too much.
Not too engaged? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah,
I do appreciate your patience on the line.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Now, the first one it says, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I think they say that, but I don't know that it totally translates. But I'll say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Now, when it comes to the practice, you know, it's always hard to... Now, next one. Now, the next one. The Boston Public School System, it makes it easier for me to share my concerns. You know, how strong... Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, and the next one. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Same question. Agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I strongly agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Same question. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Thank you. Now, what kind of dog you have? I see you like bark.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have a mini cockapoo.
They're real cute. Okay, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they're at school? Are you very concerned? Somewhat? Not too or not at all concerned?
That's a tough question. Like, overall, I would obviously be concerned if there's an issue, but personally right now, I'm not concerned at all. So I don't know what respect.
Not concerned or not at all concerned? It's the emotional well-being while there are not too concerned.
I mean,
I'm
worried about hers, but like, she doesn't have any issues, but so neutral. I would say neutral. I don't know.
Well, how should I recall your answer? Just not too concerned or somewhat
concerned?
Yeah, not
too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay, thank you. And I'm glad she doesn't have any issues. Now, how concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they're at school? Very, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned when it comes to the physical safety?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. And about how many days has your child been absent from school so far this school year? 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, or 9 or more?
I don't know. 1 to 4.
1 to 4. Thank you. Now, what are the reasons that your child has been absent from school so far this year? Have they been absent for COVID? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have been absent for family obligations? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how about other illness? Yes or no?
Yes, illness.
Okay. And mental health? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and safety concern, yes or no?
No.
Okay, it doesn't want to go to school?
No.
Yes or no?
Okay. No.
And a job, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let me see. Okay, and how about other, if you want to explain, you know, the reason why it's been absent so far this school year? Any other?
No. I mean, one college visit, but that's approved. And that's an excuse. Absolutely. She went to for a college visit.
Oh, okay. That's great. She's already
Up
to college, huh? Nice. Congratulations. You must be really happy, proud mom. All right. Okay. Let me see this one real quick. Okay, here we go. Okay, you say no on this one? Okay, thank you. Now, Now, let me see. Okay, here we go. Now, that does your child's schools offer fresh food prepared on site at the school, or packaged
yes.
food brought from somewhere else?
I think it's fresh. Yeah, I believe it's fresh.
Okay. And as you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school. On the average, school was 38 out of 100. Which of the mm-hmm. following do you think need improvement at your child's school? The safety, mm-hmm. The air quality, the outdoor space, the overall cleanliness, the classrooms? Nothing or something else?
Yeah, so number one, the bathrooms okay. are terrible, and they're never supplied with anything.
So bathroom supplies and bathrooms are
and
in
bathrooms,
bad shape.
Yeah, and okay. they're not stocked properly.
Okay.
And especially not even hand soap at times, which I think is terrible considering COVID and illness.
Right, ma'am.
And then... air quality, I feel like I think they just got air conditioners this year, but, they left the windows open forever. So I just feel like the temperature, the climate control is not good. And then
exactly.
they really have no outdoor space. It's an urban school. But it'd be nice if they could do something in the back of their school. They have some space there, but it's just like a dirt
pit. They're very small.
Yeah.
Now, does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And does your child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish. Now, what language are spoken regularly at home?
Just English.
Just English, thank you. And moving on, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, me?
Yes, on college, college graduate,
yeah.
high school.
Yeah, college what? Graduate.
College graduate, thank you. Yeah. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Below 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 50,000. 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 less than 150,000, or 150,000 more?
150,000 plus.
Thank you. Now, thank you very much for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. And congratulations, okay?
Oh, thank
nowadays,
you. All right. Well, I don't hate the Boston Public Schools, but I do the politics around a lot of it. There's some good schools I feel like they're ruining, and they're not fixing up the lower schools, so they need a lot of work.
No, and believe me, I mean, my son went to Cambridge.
Okay,
public school. So I understand, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest
thank
of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right,
you're
bye.
Welcome.